You mean on what?
On the tops of the house.
Oh, they call that sometimes they sheet them solid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called sheeting. And sometime when they have the old fashioned shingles, they call it a lathing.
Oh, really? Yeah. I have to down. Okay.
Of course, you know, they had to have rafters.
Mm-hmm.
Those are rafters right there.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call a rafter. Long in the old days.
And the rafters held up, what did they hold up?
Held up the shingles.
Mm-hmm.
You had shingles on that.
Mm-hmm. And you'd have a shingle?
Have a shingle roof.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's before that tin came out.
Oh, really?
Way back on. See no tin top houses. Way back on, you know. They've got their own timber, had good timber. They drive out the shingles, call them boards sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the roof shingles is about, you might say, 18 inches in length.
Okay. Have you ever seen those little things that sometimes people have along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Well, they call sometimes they call them valleys.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Water hitting that valley and going out.
Oh, okay. That's a valley, huh? Where you have a house with an L?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Did
well, these boys have their fun.
Did you ever seen East Cross?
I didn't understand.
Did you ever see eaves troughs or gutters along the side of the house on the edge of the roof?
Isn't that that's the roof there?
Yeah.
And some kind of have a little gutter to catch that water that come over the roof?
Uh-huh. Is that what you call them, gutters?
That's what I call
them. Oh, okay. Where might you store grain on your farm?
Oh, we'd have barns.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What are known as corn pins in that barn. We'd have a corn bin.
Uh-huh.
And we might stack something else in other parts here.
Okay. Did you ever see a covered haystack when you were growing up? It had a roof on it, and...
Well, when you cut that hay, let it go through kind of a drying process.
Uh-huh.